And here's just a headline that maybe you would have anticipated, maybe you wouldn't. Moving to a walkable city can add more than 1,000 steps to your day. Researchers tracked 5,500 Americans as they moved between 1,600 cities, and it turns out if you live in a walkable city, you tend to walk more. Okay, thank you very much. The biggest jump came in places like New York City, where the walk score of 89 means you're going to walk about 5,000 to 7,000 steps a day, just living in New York City. I think those of us that live and work downtown in the city of Chicago know how that feels. But nobody. Are you going to have one of those monitors, Pastor Corey Brooks, on you that shows how many steps you take when you walk across America?
Absolutely, because we've already looked it up to see how many steps that it should take us to get to Santa Monica Pier. So from New York Times Square to L.A., we're talking about between 6 to 8 million steps. So I'm definitely going to be monitoring it and tracking it. I want everyone to know how many steps it took.
Founder of New Beginnings Church and Project Hood, the man building the Opportunity Center on the south side of Chicago off of MLK Drive, 6,000 block there. Pastor Corey Brooks has been on with us many times. And you're going to do this, huh, Pastor Brooks?
I'm going to do it. You know, I can't wait. And I'm rolling up my sleeves. I'm going to get to walking from New York Times Square, September the 1st, to New York, from New York all the way to L.A. It'll take me one whole year, 12.5 miles every day, Monday through Friday, taking Saturdays and Sundays off for events and for worship. But I'm going to make the walk. I'm going to make the journey, and I'm asking other people to come in and help to join me. You know, I'm a grandparent now, so I got to make sure I leave a legacy and a future for my kids. I wanted them to have a safe place in Chicago to go along with other kids, and so I got to do what I have to do. I'm not going to wait on government to come in and say today. I'm going to get busy and get to walking and raising some funds to do some great things.
You think you're going to do it in once? What's your expected arrival date in California then?
The arrival date, the final date will be September 19th at Santa Monica Pier, so of 26. So September the 1st of this year all the way to September 19th of 2026. It'll be walking and praying, walking and praying.
Yeah. Now, we'll be praying for you along the way. And then how is that going to raise money for your community center?
So we're going to be asking people to donate, sponsor miles, sponsor the events that we do. And we're going to be asking people to give. Our goal is to raise $25 million. That is going to go toward the completion of our center. Debt-free. Right now, that center is being built for everyone who needs the receipts. It's being built right now on the south side of Chicago. We're about 50% complete, and we're really excited about it. We're going to start a school for young boys who have been left behind, can't read, can't write, don't know math, and we're going to get them disciplined and up and going. We're going to plant Project Hoods in urban and rural areas across America that need it in hopes of making sure that every block understands they can make a comeback. And so we know what we want to do. We're strategic about doing it. We just need America to help us do it.
This is just so ambitious. Even if we didn't talk much about what you just said about teaching young boys, men to learn and be responsible citizens, there's a whole raft of things that you're trying to do there. The Robert R. McCormick Foundation doesn't just throw money at any good idea. They vet it, they vet the people, and they make sure that this is something that could have a positive outcome. And McCormick Foundation has given you several million dollars, right?
Yeah, we're so thankful and grateful to the Robert R. McCormick Foundation, because without them, I don't believe we would have had the leverage or the influence that we've been able to have thus far. So big shouts out to them. They're going to have the naming rights on the center. They've given $8 million toward our community center. And so it's going to be the Robert R. McCormick Leadership and Economic Opportunity Center. And that name is going to be big and bold. And we're going to make sure that everyone understands that if it were not for them, we possibly would not have this wonderful place to give all these programs to help people to transform and change their lives.
When do you expect to open the doors to young people on the South Side?
So we're going to open the doors in June of 26. It's going to be a big event. I'll stop my walk wherever I am in the country and come home for that event. And it's going to be a really big event. We'll have a mate. We're going to shut down King Drive. We're going to invite everyone to come and participate. And we're going to show them what happens when Americans put their hearts and souls into something in places that are very much needed. And so it's going to be remarkable. And, you know, we're going to have it won't be a great day if we don't have John Williams host that day. So John will be out there hosting and
yes.
welcoming everybody, and it's going to be a great event.
Yeah, yeah. See, you do that all the time to me, Corey. Last time you did that, it was, and John, you will be there in New York to walk with me, and I ain't going to do that. But I'll do any and everything else I can for you, including getting people to, what, pledge per mile? I saw on your site, you've got people giving you money, citizens and CEOs of businesses from all around the country, Corey.
Yes. You know, I'm really excited because we have CEOs from all around the country. We have one CEO from San Francisco, California, who's going to be walking with me the whole entire first week. And then we have CEOs like Richard Edelman of Edelman Global Marketing, Kane Grau, and Ryan Kunkel, and Mike Paulson, and Rick Doring, Doring Landscape in Barrington. I mean, it's going to be exciting. So I'm really grateful and thankful for all of these guys participating. And how could I forget? None other than Ozinga Concrete, Marty Ozinga. He's going to be walking with us in Chicago and L.A. So, yeah, we have some great guys walking and some great ladies who are walking with us, and we're really thankful for it.
I'll be there for you in June, and I'll lace them up, and somehow or another I'll walk some of those miles with you. More importantly, though, I'm going to make a pledge on your site, and I'm going to ask our listeners to do what you've simply asked them to do. They don't have to walk. They can just write a check or Venmo or you know, use your credit card, send the money.
Yeah.
Just projecthood.org, Corey, is that where we go?
Yep, projecthood.org. It'll pop right up, projecthood.org, and just push the link on Walk Across America, and they can donate and support. And they can even put teams together to help raise funds. So it's going to take a whole bunch of people to meet this goal. But anything they can do to help us, we greatly appreciate it. And John, as always, I always appreciate all the help you do for us. And I look forward to seeing you in June.
Yeah, you will. Don't worry about that. More importantly, you'll see my credit card number pretty soon here. So keep doing what you're doing, Pastor Brooks.
All right, love you, John. Thanks, appreciate it. Thanks to all your listeners, too, and thanks to the WGN.
From the south side of Chicago, the Woodlawn neighborhood, Pastor Corey Brooks, projecthood.org.